When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Roleplay Retcon does not own any part of the movies we retcon, nor are we associated with the artists who make them. Also, we might not be super kid-friendly, but we're not going to curdle your milk or anything.
The music in this series features No More Kings. Check them out at nomorekings.com or wherever you find music.
Previously on Roleplay Retcon does The Adventures of Pluto Nash. After Pluto's best friend Michael Frankowski died in his arms, Leroy and Pluto interrogated his killer, Frank Farmer. Farmer claimed to be in the nebulous Loss Prevention, but they weren't able to get much more information before accidentally killing Frank. Once all the bodies were cleaned up, Pluto, Leroy, and Tracy made their way to Baskin's Trash Bin, another watering hole in French Friary a few domes away. The proprietor, Baskin's, reveals she had sold Baskin's Trash Bin to Ondi's Solutions after also being bullied by Loss Prevention. She also warned Pluto about continuing to rock the boat because troublemakers tend to disappear in Graceland. Pluto struck a deal with Baskin's, promising real estate for her business in Nash Vegas if she'd keep an ear to the ground for info that might help his investigation. On his way out, they ran into Zoom Baby again, who offered the location of Loss Prevention's leader, Joe Malone. Hang on tight, we'll push the speed of light, obey the groove tonight, we'll make you move tonight. Hang on tight, we'll boogie out of sight, don't fight it, we're united tonight. What's everyone's experience points at right now?
2-0.
I believe mine's at 1.
At the end of a session, I ask you some questions. And I didn't do this for the first episode because we were just getting our feet wet and these questions didn't really apply yet. For each of these questions that the whole crew, that's you three, can answer yes to, you'll mark one experience. First question. Did you spread the message of the revolution?
No.
Wait, okay, hold on.
Yes.
Our conversation with Carol was kind of like... in that direction, I think.
I agree.
Well, I don't think I had anything to do with that, though.
Yeah, you did. You ate some fries. And
that's right.
Mm-hmm. You were there.
I ate the revolutionary fries.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, freedom fries.
Also, I killed a dude.
That counts. Mm-hmm.
As the authority, I think I have to say that you did not do this.
Dang
what?
It!
What?
Down with the authority.
Down with the... I'm anti-authoritarian.
I don't think you've really started a revolution yet.
It's a quiet... It's a slow, quiet revolution.
I think you're getting there.
We are the spark that will light the fire of the revolution.
But hold on. Don't worry. There's other questions. But I think I have to put my foot down here and say that you guys did not quite do this.
Audience note that Ben is gatekeeping us.
Actively against us.
It's literally my job.
Oppressing us.
Like some sort of authority.
Ugh.
Second question. Did you gain new allies or resources?
Yes.
Yes.
Now, I agree. I think you did that. I think it was a small one. It was a small step, but I think you've roped in Baskin and maybe Zoom Baby. So I think you get to say yes. So I'm going to take 1 point of experience for that. Third question. Did you interrupt a system of corruption?
Yes.
Yeah?
We killed people.
We stopped them from taking my place.
We also convinced Carol Baskin to help us against their institution they were a part of now.
I agree. I don't know if you knew you were actively opposing a system of corruption, but you did interrupt it, especially by killing Frank Farmer.
Take that, Frank.
Take it, Frank.
Who's the farmer now?
Yeah, Frank, not you, because you're dead.
Ooh. We're going to use your bone dust to grow plants. Like in Minecraft.
Like in Minecraft.
Do you guys not... Wait, so I'm so suspicious that you guys don't get this joke.
What is the joke?
Frank Farmer? We are farmers? Get the
joke. Bum, 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 bum.
Alex, are you picking up this reference?
Like, it sounds familiar, but that's all I'm going to give you.
This is the... It's the name of the guy from The Bodyguard.
Oh, that was his name.
Wow.
I've never seen The Bodyguard.
Well, that's okay. Well, we're glad you're here, Kendo. But these two, you should watch that movie, though. It's so funny, and it's not supposed to be.
Okay.
It's actually not that bad.
It's good bad.
We've seen worse movies here.
Yeah, it's very entertaining. Okay, anyway, final question. Did you protect the people from this happening again?
Nope, we let a guy die.
We're in the process.
I don't think we did.
No, I have to agree. That's okay, though. I don't think you truly failed to do this. But no, I just don't think this came up. And also, like, yeah, you did kill a guy. And arguably that person was also a victim of a corrupt system, even if he was also kind of enforcing it.
Mm-hmm. That guy's not going to kill other guys now.
That's so true.
So, yes.
That's not a terrible point, but I'm also worried that that's like, God, that's not a
bad argument.
It's rough, but though. It's rough. I mean, like,
we did
like,
that for every guy right? We killed and argued, well, he can't hurt anyone else.
But ethics is not a black and white. I mean, like, there was a person who came into your establishment who works for a corporation that was like there to make you less of a competition, who had a deadly weapon. And the other ones apparently did not have this deadly weapon. Only this person did. And you have eliminated that threat, and that person did present them as a threat. You did not do this preemptively. You responded to it.
So it seems like the answer is yes.
Okay. I think this is good. I'm going to let you mark an experience for that. So 3 out of 4, not bad.
Yeah.
That should give, if my math's correct, Kendo should have enough to level up.
Well, nice. Let's read this section about leveling up then. All punks start at level 1. Punks have these basic advancements that they can take once they level up. These are located on each playbook. You may take +1 to a rating, but you can only do that once per rating. Take another move from your playbook, which you can do anytime. Take a move from another playbook. Okay, my inflection was that way because there was a fourth thing in this list, but it just says take a move from another playbook again, so I think it's a typo.
Well, no, I think you can do one of these things one time, so you can take 2 moves from another playbook in total.
And then level 5, you can start taking some radical advancements, which is some cool things you can do with your moves, like even with the basic moves. And
like
also,
kickflips?
Yeah. You can also do things like recruit allies. And you can, if you reach level 5, you can also retire your character safely. And like, you can just say they live a happy life.
Aww.
So, what do you want to do? Kendo, what are you doing in your level up?
Oh, you're low on smarts, right?
I am low on smarts.
Rude?
That's not rude.
No, Jency was just pointing out a fact of my person.
Strange things happening every day. Instead of using smarts for read the room, you can use presence.
Oh, okay.
Do you have high presence?
I have a +1 to presence, which is better than my -2 to smarts.
No.
I took strange things happen every day.
So, Zoom Baby. Last time, Zoom Baby was saying, I know how to get you to Joe Malone.
Is Joe Malone a reference?
It sounds like...
Oh, because it sounds like Home Alone?
It sounds like Home Alone. That's it. That's the whole thing.
I like I'm that sorry. You immediately got it.
Too. Listen, here's the... Well, you just have to say it out loud, right? And then you're like, oh, I get it.
What do you mean you know where Joe Malone is? You're trying to tell me you conveniently just have the address of the person we happen to be looking for?
Well, I went and found it for you.
How'd you know to look for it?
Nash... I don't even show my face to people. Why would you think I would show you my methods for superheroing?
Look, I just... Okay. I turn to I turn to the other two and I go, it's a little suspicious, right? He just happened to show up with the exact information we needed. I haven't even talked to, I talked to this guy earlier before someone shot up the place.
Listen, it's just, yeah. it's because Power by the Apocalypse systems are really hard to GM. You have to think on your
oh,
feet.
Oh, goodness. <You're> so...
And yeah.
What do
yeah,
you mean yeah. Powered by the Apocalypse?
Yeah. What are you talking about? What is Powered by the Apocalypse?
And yeah, yeah. Sometimes we're going to have some Deus Ex Machinas that are a little lazy, okay?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Look, I hate to tell you this, Nash, but you're kind of the hottest superhero action in town right now. So, yeah, I'm kind of invested in your situation.
Watch out, boss. I think he has a crush on you.
Two things hit me at once, and it was the Hank Hill impression. That took me down.
You are skewing a little Hank Hill tonight.
I sell propane and propane accessories.
Wow, it's so good by accident. Yeah.
No, that was the thing. The first thing that hit me was, is that Hank Hill? And then the second one was like, that's really good.
I'm up here on the ding dang moon and trying to grill some spare ribs.
Alex, can you say that's asinine for me?
That's asinine.
That's insane.
That's amazing.
But yeah, Zoom Baby kind of like flips this card up between his like middle and index fingers, sort of kind of out of nowhere. It's a cool trick. And it's got an address on it in the O'Kelly Dome.
What's the O'Kelly Dome known for?
O'Kelly Dome is mostly Ondi's headquarters and housing. It is also kind of known as the heart of labor on the moon and home to the most guildy unions.
Is, I guess just to make sure, is he handing me this as like, this is the address that the person is at, or is this like, this is my business card?
Oh, no, this is he is giving you the address where Joe Malone lives. It kind of seeming as a gesture that like, he does not require anything in return for this, which is unheard of.
Yeah. I slowly reach out and hesitantly take the card from him. What's in this for you?
I owed a debt to you, and that debt is repaid. Although you do still owe a parking ticket fine. No, excuse me. You were jaywalking, correct?
Just a really long look at him.
But that's a different matter. And you can take care of that in 30 days. Anyway, I can come with you. Might be good to have a superhero on your side. Or I can fuck off. I don't really care either way.
Everybody who wants this dude to fuck off, say I.
I.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You're supposed... Really?
I mean,
No, yeah, no, no. Really? This guy?
I don't know him. He seems nice. I just got here and
he tried
I met
to
him
give
the
me
first
a-
time.
He tried to give me a ticket for jaywalking.
Boss, you haven't said I either.
It was implied. I figured.
Oh. I mean, you didn't say it, though.
I.
There we go.
All right. Well, I'll catch you around, Nash.
And Zoom Baby zooms away on his, like, weird rocket skate things. Just like Shadow the Hedgehog.
Everybody's got something to hide. Change the channel, don't go outside. Everybody's got something to say with the very own radio broadcast. Just push play.
You have this address, and you can do what you want now. I feel like me as a GM, I've given you, I've done my job here. I can basically coast for the rest of the episode, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Thank you, GM.
Actually, I'm the authority. That's right.
Oh, I mean, screw you, authority.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Listen, I know we talked about this before, but I'm like a huge believer that all tabletop role-playing games that have GMs should have a fun name for the GM other than just GM. And Wannabe Games does it every time. It's like a core design philosophy for them. So I appreciate that so much.
Me too.
I agree. So we've got this address.
Are you sure you don't want to go home, boss?
Go home?
Yeah, home.
B, why would we go home?
So we wouldn't further the plot.
As tempting as that sounds, B, I'd really rather go fuck up the people who fucked up my place.
Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do that.
Don't get cold feet on me now.
My feet are always cold.
I'll put on some socks.
Ah, that feels weird. Cat feet.
Wait, do you not have fur? Oh, never mind. I can't. I feel like it's wrong. Oh, for thanks me to for ask that image, kiddo. I'm sorry.
Thanks for making me imagine like a person with like a cat head and cat hands, but just like bare human feet.
Well, okay, wait. I didn't say they had bare human feet. I just asked if they had fur. That's different.
Oh. Yeah, but the claws get caught up in the socks, and it's a big thing.
Yeah, no, I get that. I just
toe socks.
Yeah.
Have you tried toe socks?
But the claws would still get in them.
What about toeless socks, like fingerless gloves?
Ooh.
I just really think that that there has to be something better than just having the dogs out, you know?
Listen, I got special pads. It makes me run faster.
You can't say that to a cat person.
Look, okay. See, this is why I didn't want to. This is why I backed off the first time, because I realized it might have been rude to ask if you had fur or not, or like why you didn't. Like, that's like, I don't know your deal, and I feel. Mr. B, you're getting a raise next month.
Hooray!
I like the system of like. It's not merit-based raises, and it's not on a calendar. It's just whenever they have an awkward thing where he feels like...
I need to repair this in some way, shape, or form.
Is Mr. B wearing shoes? Is that why we can't tell what his feet look like?
No, I'm not wearing shoes.
Oh, but we could just look down.
Yeah.
He has cat feet, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Huh. We're good at RPGs.
Yeah.
There's his little beans.
There's my little beans.
Do you want to touch the beans?
Oh my god, can I?
No!
No, ah! Hey.
Hey. Hey, that's hey. Racist.
I wasn't gonna ask, you offered.
Just excellent theater of the mind.
Us just standing in the middle of the street.
That was entrapment. You trapped me. You can't offer something like that.
Hey, there's no rules on the moon.
I don't understand this place.
The moon's crazy.
I vote that we go take care of business. TCB.
Yeah, let's get going.
All right.
But do we have a plan for taking care of business?
I mean, I figured we just roll into the place, you know.
And we murder
ask him. Around. We need information first this time.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We can't kill them before we get information.
You're right, boss.
You know what? That's such a good plan. I really like that idea. I think it's such a good idea to not kill people, get information. I'm going to do the rock show, take plus one ongoing.
Nice. Wait, to who?
To Pluto. Because Mr. B's plan is not a good plan.
What? Slam. What does that do exactly?
When you are making plans with your team, praise an ally's abilities to give them plus one ongoing when executing the plan as long as they keep succeeding. The effect ends on their first miss.
Okay, so we'll say that that won't kick in until you're actually trying to get into this apartment building.
It does say when executing the plan.
Or, if you try to get some information or something, sure. So, yeah, how do you get there? I'm going to let you get there. You don't have to roll for anything. I just want to know, like, do you taxi? Do you have a car?
I have a ship, but I don't know if ship is from dome to dome travel. I have a car. Let's say I have a car.
But what is your car like? Everything here is like hover cars.
I'm imagining a...
It's a 1327 Continental.
I don't know what that means.
It's a future car.
It sounds like a very, very far in the past car.
Kind of does.
Is it a custom Continental?
100%.
Do you also have an Eldorado?
No.
Okay.
I think it looks like a 1980 like Ford Mustang, but it hovers. Sharp angles, long front, really kind of cubic build.
I like this idea that cars get angular again in the future. That's very good.
Because it's the best way that cars looked.
So yeah, you get there. You can see that this apartment has a doorman in front. That it's designed to only allow entry for people who live there.
Anybody know how to like hack or anything like that?
Yeah, I can hack, boss.
No, be no.
Nobody.
Okay. No. Okay.
Thanks, boss. I felt so much better now.
So there is a used tech move, actually. Oh, I will. Okay. I'll let you guess what you roll plus.
It's smarts, hey. But I bet you don't remember something.
Let me try. Let me
wait,
try.
Wait. Boss. What do I not remember? What do I not remember?
I have the move. Here's a cool trick. I can roll tech plus cool.
Oh.
Are you cool?
I got plus two cool.
Oh my god. You know what? You know, I'm even going to back up and I'm going to retcon something for you because that's what we do here. There's no doorman. That's not a thing. There's, you know, a computer system that like lets in residents or not. It's automated.
What if it's a doorman that is a robot?
Well, here's the thing. No.
Wow. That's what that feels like.
Well, don't you remember?
It hurts.
I was like, you can't be a robot because I don't want to deal with that in this, like the ethics of like, are robots people? I don't want to like get into a whole like robot personhood subplot in this. So yeah, there's not really like, I mean, like there can be, oh no, you know what, Alex, I'm going to yes and you. Cause I feel bad, but it's not a sophisticated robot. It's basically just a computer system that has like a Disney World animatronic doorman.
It's like a Walmart greeter.
It's like a Walmart greeter. Yeah. This is, I will say, this is not a person. This is not an android. This is just a robotic doorman that is like automated, but is not a person.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of like the taxi driver from Total Recall.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. I'm just going to roll up to it.
Okay.
Roll down the window.
You can, I mean, I think you have to get out of the car and like walk up to the building.
I thought it was like a drive-in like gate kind of, okay.
No. Think of it like a New York apartment. But there is more parking than New York. And also, kind of just imagine the whole, like, world here is sort of like Universal City Walk, kind of like the movie was. I did like that.
I turn to everyone, follow my lead.
You got it, boss.
All right. And then open the door, head on to the doorman.
You can tell that the door bot, like, kind of scans you and realizes that you don't live there, and it's like, hello, are you here to visit someone?
Yes. Yeah, I'm here to visit a friend of mine.
Name and apartment number, please.
What's the most common name on Graceland? Like, what's the John Smith of Graceland?
Rex Crater.
Looking for Rex Crater.
Which Rex Crater?
Rex B. Crater.
Apartment number?
Okay. I'm going to try to I want to see if I can try to confuse this bot, if I can try to get it into some kind of logic loop. So I'm going, and that's going to be my attempt to try to use tech of just like, oh, damn, wait, what was Rex's? And I like pull out like a little like thing and I'm like,
No. Yeah. We'll say you're
72.
We'll say you're doing like a Blade Runner, like, like thing.
Yeah.
On
where
this.
I'm like, it's like 609. Wait, no, B02. Mm-hmm. And like, I'm letting it like start to like look it up before I change it. And so I'm like, just going to try to overload it with a bunch of different inputs.
When you use, fix, or try to understand tools and other technologies that take specialized knowledge or training, roll plus smarts.
And I,
this get is used instead. Tech.
Because of yes. My move, I get to roll plus cool, and my plus cool is 2.
Does this count as executing the plan?
You know what? Yes, you are in the plan now.
Oh, okay, cool. So I get that additional plus one from... Cool. Perfect.
You're like combos, right? As long as you're not failing the rolls, it keeps happening, right? But when you fail the roll, it like ends the combo, right?
Yeah, right.
Oh, sick. Okay. Well, thank you. Because I rolled a 4 plus the 1 that you gave me is a 5 plus my 2 cool is 7.
Haha, good job. On a 7 plus, it works, but... This says pick one complication, but I don't know who does that. I assume it's me.
I think I do. Usually for PBTA, it's the person.
Oh no, you do. You do. Yeah, you do.
You choose.
Because, but one of them is I take a hard move, and I will choose that.
Yeah. But you cause harm. You do. The tech is damaged or destroyed after. I think I'm okay with the tech being damaged or destroyed after.
Yeah. It's even like. It's not loud. It doesn't explode or anything, but, like, yeah, it just, like, gets in this, like, loop, and you're able to open the door.
Yeah, I open the door, and I very, like, playfully, like, wave the other two in.
Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. Have a nice day.
You too, bot.
All right, so you're inside. It's just an apartment building. You know what floor to go to, what apartment to go to.
All right. Yeah, let's head there then.
You're there.
Unless anybody else has... Yeah, all right. Sick. B, do we want to go in? Because, I mean, she knows us.
Yeah, there wouldn't be much reason to sneak around.
Yeah.
I say we go loud.
Yeah, loud could be good. Do you think she would remember? And I turn to... I turn to you...
Yeah, I can, you know, I can put on my disguise.
Yeah, we just, oh, wait, you got a disguise?
Well, I mean, I'm currently wearing it, I think.
Oh, okay. I mean, yeah, no, if you think you could, we just need to, once the door is open, the three of us can just kind of go in there and do our thing. It's really just about getting the door open. So if you think you can distract her, or not distract her, but trick her into opening the door.
Yeah, I can do that for sure.
Okay. All right.
Okay, hold on. I have to figure out, am I in my disguise right now or not? And I think the answer is not. So I'm going to put on my disguise.
I'm sorry. Did we ever decide what your other persona was?
Oh, yeah, I decided.
Did we talk about it?
No, we did not.
Oh. I think you get to have a little spotlight here, Jinsy. I think you get to tell us about this.
I took the what's my name specialty. Which gives me a completely different persona that will effectively hide me from the public eye when I am not embracing it. So I guess I am going to embrace it. And maybe she'll have heard of me. But my rock star persona is Sheena. And it's really not that different. I just put on my rock star glasses.
And put your hair up in a bun.
So the glasses are... The glasses are all that it takes for people to not recognize you or recognize
you. It's weird, but it's a thing. It's a real thing.
I don't know. I think you'd have to show me some kind of precedent in other fiction where that works for the... I don't know.
Let me see.
I don't know if I...
Yeah, I know it sounds pretty far-fetched, but I really think it would work.
Okay. All right. I trust you.
They have technology in them that... It prevents scanners from scanning my identity, and it also, you know, it plays tricks on people.
Or maybe you're just not as famous as you think you are.
Well, that's rude.
Hurtful.
I'm the bad guy. What are they shaped like?
They're shaped like triangles.
That sounds really uncomfortable, but okay.
Is the point up or down?
They're like the ones that the Squirtle gang uses.
Mm, okay.
Yeah. Right? Don't they wear so triangle like, sunglasses?
Yeah.
They're stylized.
They're kind of like cat eyes, but like super pointy cat eyes. Hold on, let me Google the Squirtle Squad just to make sure. Yes, it's exactly Squirtle Squad eyeglasses.
Oh, we're talking Gurren Lagann. Okay, this is important. Thank you. Thank you for doing this.
Ding dong.
So, but that doesn't open a door.
Oh, you said ding dong.
You said ding dong. I just thought you were calling me names.
Why would I do that? Because you're rude?
There's no answer.
I'm going to try the doorknob.
It is locked.
Anybody got any lockpicks?
I've got one, boss. And I break down the door.
Nice.
Okay, B, I need you to understand that when I asked for a lockpick, I was expecting us.
I don't wait for all this. I
you know, I don't think you even have to roll for that, because I think you have to roll to, like, be subtle. So, like, yeah, there's no move here that would... I think you could just break stuff down.
Yeah.
Okay.
However, I am going to, like... I'm going to give you a tag that's like, breaking and entering.
Is that a temporary tag, or is that, like, a permanent tag?
We're going to call this temporary.
How is that really a tag, though?
Oh, it'll come up.
I mean, like, wouldn't, like, intrusive be more of a tag?
You'll do the tags that I tell you.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yes, you can also write intrusive, because that is actually better. I put intruder. Also, Pluto, you also have to put intruder as a tag. However, Tracy does not.
Why?
Because you're in disguise. And also, like, Pluto's kind of ostensibly the leader here. At least he would be viewed that way. And it was his plan. Although you did go with the plan. But I'm still not going to make you do it. Why? Do you want it? Do you want it?
No.
I guess they saw me. There are probably plenty of cameras that have my face.
Oh, I'm not even sure that's it. It's just, like, we may never invoke this tag. But it's, I just wanted to give you a tag, like, in response to busting down the door. Yeah, but it may not come up. But you have broken and entered this apartment. Even though there's no law against that, like, it's not, like, a thing people think is cool.
Yeah.
So you've
there's no laws here on the moon.
So, yes, you break down the door, and it's, like, a nice apartment, but it's not huge. And it's also kind of this, like, open floor plan kind of apartment. And standing in the middle of it is Joe Malone. And Joe Malone is, like, the last time you saw Joe Malone... She was dressed in, you know, like a very smart fitting, like suit that looked tailored. It looked expensive. And she had sunglasses on, and she had this like ponytail, tightly bound in the back. But now her hair is down and she's basically wearing like just a long shirt and has like tea or something in her hand. Like, you know, was not expecting company.
Knock, knock.
And she does not seem perturbed at all. And she says, are you happy now? Is this my social debt to you paid to see me in my most vulnerable state in the place I thought I was safe?
No, Joe. We're not even close to that being true. I'm just going to kind of like take a few steps in. We just got a few questions for you, you know? And then we can consider that debt paid.
All right.
And this is going a little easier than I thought. Well, but kind of turned to everyone. Okay. Something's, okay.
Leroy gives you a big thumbs up.
Sheena just shrugs. I don't know, man.
Oh, are you Sheena?
Hi, yeah, I'm Sheena. Nice to meet you.
Yeah, big fan, actually.
Oh, really? Thanks.
I usually have situations pretty accounted for, but I have to admit, I was not expecting to see... Earth superstar Sheena in my apartment tonight, so I gotta hand it to you, Nash. That's a new wrinkle.
Okay. You didn't expect to see her.
That's correct.
You expected to see us.
Yes. Yeah, I'm actually kidding. I'm wearing shorts. I completely expected you to be here.
Well, I guess that makes this easier. B, grab her.
Will do. I grab her. Whoops.
B, is your ringer on right now?
I'm sorry, while we're doing boss,
subterfuge?
I thought we were off of work hours.
When? At what point did you?
When we weren't at the club and I wasn't bouncing anything.
Surely he's on the clock.
Yeah, I kind of thought so too.
Well, sweet, overtime.
Yeah, no, you can have over. I'm not gonna have you work for what? I'm not a monster.
Well, thanks, boss. Let me grab this lady for you.
Joe just kind of lets you grab her. Like, seems pretty unperturbed. Again, I've used that word twice now. And she says, this is really not necessary.
Well, the boss told me to.
Oh, I'm talking to him. You're doing good. Okay.
Thank you.
if you're going to do this whole thing where you pretend like you're okay with everything that's happening, that's fine. I'll let you keep doing that. If everything is fine, then I'm sure you don't mind answering some questions like, who is your boss that asked you to come to my place?
Oh, you already know that. I live in their housing, Nash. I'm loss prevention for Andes. I'm pretty sure Frank told you that before he died. Nash, if you do this, if you go off and try to gumshoe your way through this, break into people's apartments and growl at them until they give you information, you will just disappear like all the other troublemakers. It is not about you, Nash. You cannot fight this on your own.
It looks like he's not on his own, but...
Yeah, we're with him.
I guess I'm nobody.
You're doing okay. It's a start. It's not a movement, though, Nash.
You want a movement?
Pluto, your problem comes from that somehow, unlike anyone else that's here, you've never worked for the Big Four. You've always worked for yourself. You found a way to get things to people that the Big Four didn't sell, and then you opened your own place. And so you don't know what everyone else here has to do to be their best self.
What does that mean?
It's a thing we say here. Be your best self. Everyone says it. Jonah Grace used to say it.
But what is your best self? What is that?
I mean, it's different things for different people. It's just a mantra.
But what is your best self?
I do my job, and that's how you survive.
Survival. That's your best.
That's what I'm telling you, Nash. It's the most that most people can hope for. Almost everyone.
Man, that kind of sucks. I'm gonna be real with you.
Nash, I just walked into your place and set it on fire during the busiest night of your week. You think maybe there's some corruption in your world? You think maybe there's more going on than people just not liking their jobs?
Okay.
Ask your questions. I'm gonna answer anything I can. I have no reason to not be honest with you.
I think Nash just takes a second, kind of just processing everything that she's saying.
Here's what I'm going to have you do. I'm going to have you read the room, but the room is Graceland. And I'll let you ask her the questions that you earn on this roll.
Oh, can I do it too?
One person may make this roll. It does not have to be Nash.
Go for it.
You sure?
I will let Jency, I'll let you choose a question if this succeeds.
Does that work for you?
It works for me if it works for you.
Also, Alex can too.
Yeah, that works for me.
I don't
want
to pick your questions, though.
Yeah, there's only one,
that's okay.
Only one roll, but anyone can choose and ask a question of the number that you...
Okay.
If you get a 10 plus, you'll get 3. So.
Yeah. Do I still get the plus 1?
I'm going to let you have it. This is part of the plan, even though it is going a little differently than you thought it would.
Ooh, a 5 and a 6. Ooh, that's 11 plus 2.
Very good.
That's 13.
So on a 10, woo-hoo! On a 10 plus, you can ask any 3 of that list of questions under Read the Room. So I'll tell you what, why don't each one of you take a question?
My question is going to be, and this is about Graceland as a whole, right?
Yeah, you're asking, it's not literally in this room. And if she knows something that she can tell you, she'll answer it. She'll tell you the truth as far as she knows it.
Then my question is, what's my opening for getting her boss's attention?
She says, well, you've already done a pretty good job of that. But I think mostly they assume they can lay off of you now. I think they've probably killed your business, I'm sorry to tell you. I think they expect you to go... put your head down, go get a job somewhere, maybe even agree to sell to them now. You haven't actually quite done that yet. But if you want them to keep paying attention to you, I guess you'd have to keep being a troublemaker. Or you'd have to start mucking up with their workforce, or you could find a way to hit them where it hurts. There's the farms, there's the Kang Dome with all the bars and restaurants. There's the Mashkalend Dome. Oh, that's in French, and I don't know how to say that. Mashkalend Dome, which is where all the food production facilities are. That's a lot of moving parts. They don't like people that don't maintain the status quo, Nash. That's you.
But I don't, I mean, like, if you want to know who my superior is, they're, I mean, I could tell you their name, but that's not going to do you any good. You put a bullet in him and it's just another bureaucrat behind him. Yeah, I mean, are you trying to get to Cosmo Cockburn? Because it's not going to be as easy as it was getting to me.
Does anybody else have a question?
Yes. Anything weird going on?
You guys know the big four, of course, right? Reddit, ICUP, Undies, the other one.
Oh my god, was one of those ICUP?
It was.
Ben!
It was Intelligent, this. Cohesive, Unified Polytechnics.
Goodness.
Do you want to know what their CEO is named?
No.
Yes.
Clint Iris. Oh, yeah. And Johnson and Johnson, Johnson and Johnson, and Johansson. I feel like everyone's really mad at me right now.
Sorry, continue. What were you saying? I was waiting. I was just waiting.
For me to die?
Yes, I have just heard of them. I'm not, you know.
As a fifth. You can hear from the old-timers sometimes who've heard whiffs of them. Maybe even use them a little bit. The Marucci's. Family, basically. Huge family business. You actually have heard this name some, Pluto. In your old life, as a, you call it a smuggler, but nothing was illegal. But, yeah, you were basically an independent businessman that, like, sold your own stuff. And, like, yeah, you would occasionally do, you'd have a buyer with the last name Marucci, and you never thought of it, anything of it, but the name has come up more than once in your old dealings. Now, I don't really know how to find them. But the big four don't like to acknowledge them because then it makes them legitimate. But they could be powerful allies, but they may also want you to pay a hefty price for their help.
Does that count as something weird going on?
I would say, yeah. Does it not feel like it does?
Oh, I was just making sure that was still my question.
Yeah, that was the answer to your question, was there is a fifth big business entity, but it exists sort of below the surface as the Marucci family. Mm. You can get stuff from them that you can't get from the big four. Mm. All right, Alex, pick a question.
Who do I know in this room?
She says, I've never seen a mutant like you. It's usually not that obvious. Usually mutations, you can hide it with a jacket or just the right haircut, some glasses. But you're a little different. But I know about a mutant hideout. I don't know, hideout's not the right word, but a place where they gather.
Is it in the Blossius Dome?
Oh my god, I forgot there was a Blossius Dome. So this is so funny. I've had to change some of these descriptions to fit my world, but I tried to keep most of the dome's names intact, mostly because there is a Blossius Dome in this game, and that's Alex's last name, and it's Alex's last name because Ben Blossius, his brother, kickstarted this game, and I guess kickstarted it to a tier where he got to get a dome named after him. And I didn't know that when I like chose this game. I got the Blossy Dome. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
This is the ICUP headquarters and residential dome. And it is named after Ben Blossius, who saved all life on Graceland by bringing a cat.
What?
That cat put a stop to crop-eating vermin single pod. I did not write that. That is not part of my fiction. That is in the book.
That is wild.
So, there's apparently some secret speakeasy somewhere in the Blossius Dome. I actually forgot about the cat part.
That's why I picked it.
Is it? Really?
Is it really? So cool.
Well, that's why I picked the Blossius Dome, yeah.
You didn't pick the Blossius Dome.
Well, I suggested it to you when you asked about the domes.
Are you sure? It seems like it was something that was entirely my idea.
No.
Now, gentlemen.
Pretty sure I'm going to take credit for all of that. Oh, yeah. I told you that. So that's your three questions. So that's like basically what she knows. Like she, even though she's this kind of like special agent, like she's not like a high ranking official in like Undies or something. You need people, Nash.
Why do you seem so invested in helping us now?
If anyone could do it, it's you. But let's not... I am not your ally. I can't bet on you. So, this is it. This is all I can do to help you.
You want us to win because you're unhappy?
No one starves, but they just make it so you make just enough to survive. And all you can do is work. And no one can ever be anything but that. You could, you know, I do have a piece of advice for you, though.
Yeah?
You have your message, Nash. And I just think you need to get it out. You need to find a way to let people know, other than just using your Catman to break in their door. I'm sorry. she looks at Leora and she's like, I'm sorry, that was actually very rude. But still, the point stands.
I could break you.
No.
To what end?
To get you to stop being rude to me.
I apologized. I'm very sorry.
I mean, to be fair, I rang your doorbell, you ignored me, and that's kind of rude.
It's 3 a.m.
Oh my god, is it?
Yeah, yeah,
we've been up for a while.
Dang, oh, sorry. Sorry about that.
I did actually hear you ring the doorbell. I was expecting you to force your way in. So, I guess I was being a little rude. But, again, this is my home, and I can kind of do whatever I want to here. But I also did destroy your club.
Yeah, you one of your goons killed my friend.
I am sorry about that, but that was not my fault.
Okay.
Frank Farmer did not work for me, nor did any of the people there. We were just all doing the same job.
He did orders from you, though.
Oh, we're just all asset loss prevention.
Yeah, but he takes orders from you.
I think I just have a natural charisma. But that, again, that doesn't matter. This doesn't matter. It was not supposed to happen, and I am truly sorry about your friend. I can tell you one more thing, is that at all times we are explicitly ordered to not kill anyone. They view that as an extreme waste of a valuable asset. You know, every person you kill is a worker that they can't use.
So why is your guy coming in with a gun?
I do not know where he got a ballistic firearm, Nash. He was supposed to have a laser like the rest of us.
Who supplies your equipment?
Well, Andes. I have a Andes-issued laser weapon.
And Farmer ever start getting equipment from somewhere else before today?
I don't know. Again, I was not Farmer's boss. I don't know. Andes. We just report to Andes. There's a loss prevention.
You don't have department. A supervisor? You don't know people's supervisors?
I already told you. I could just tell you his name, but that doesn't. It won't do you any good. He doesn't know anything else. He doesn't know anything I don't.
His supervisor doesn't know that he walked in with a real fucking gun?
No, there's no way. There's no way anyone would have. He got that himself. He must have. Could be from the Marucci's. That's the kind of thing they bring Graceland side. Did you ever smuggle anything like that in your old days?
This isn't about me.
Did you, though, Nash?
Oh, for sure. Oh, absolutely, I did.
Maybe not even on purpose. Like, maybe you just didn't always know what was in the boxes.
Yeah, yeah, no. I don't think that Nash was Nash was a very... Don't ask. I mean, don't, you know. Don't ask, don't tell. You know? Give me a box. I don't care what's in it.
You don't ask any questions?
I don't ask questions.
And then you don't gotta tell no lies, right? And she said that. She's like, you can't lie about stuff you don't know about, right? That's what's going on here. I don't have anything else for you.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. You've been a huge help. I've decided killing you probably isn't the best move. Or even really get us anywhere outside of taking out, I think, what is a very reasonable anger on my part. You can let her go, B.
Okay, boss. And I do so.
Obviously, there's no centralized communications, but each of the big four do basically have communications within their own property. And there is also the iCup drone network. Food for thought.
The what?
The drone network. The courier drone network.
The pigeons.
The pigeons. I forgot that they were pigeons. That's the fucking funniest thing. I'm so glad I got to remember that they were pigeons, because it's like it's happening all over again. Yeah, yeah, yeah. The little cyborg pigeons. They live in a pigeon hive. Bees.
Hey, this makes me uncomfortable.
They live in a pigeon up under the moon.
That's moon pigeons, baby.
Moon pigeons.
Oh my god. Thanks for the info. It kind of sounds like you've got it rough too, and I'm sorry for that. Times are tough, huh?
Maybe remember that. Remember that a lot of the perpetrators of what you're fighting against are victims of it themselves.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you have to be a dick, though.
But, you know, we gotta cut the head off the snake, right? So, we thought maybe you were a head, a snake head. Sorry.
I'm glad I'm not.
You can still choose not to be an asshole. You point, like, points very pointedly at her.
That's true, too.
Food for thought. And she smiles. She smiles a little bit.
I turn around, refusing to look at her smile. Very upset with her. And turn and stomp out.
By the way, we broke your door, man. Good night.
It barely works to begin with. And, like, behind you, you also hear, like, her, like, just sort of setting the broken door, like, kind of back on its hinges. And just sort of, like, standing the door, like, in the doorway, so it kind of mostly covers it.
I think Nash is playing here and is going to, like, once we, like, get back to the car, it's going to go, as much as I hate to say it, I think Joe's right.
About what, boss?
This whole systematic BS. You know, we take one down, there's just another take its place. That's how bureaucracy works, right? If the one thing they hate is a troublemaker, someone who acts outside of that system, then maybe we just need more troublemakers.
What about Mr. B?
That's me. Mr. B. Leroy Brown, that's me.
Could you say that a little more like Hank Hill, please?
That's me.
I hate that it got far more accurate.
Mr. B. Leroy Brown.
That's the best one yet, though. What do you think about the other, like, the speakeasy place that she told us about?
I would be interested in seeing these mutants myself.
It's not a bad start. And hey, maybe we'll, wonder if this speakeasy is also owned by JJ&J. You know, we really need to start figuring out how many of these places around here are owned by, not just JJ&J, Andes. Andes is the one that's buying up all the places. That is what I meant.
Probably something we could have asked the lady.
I mean, well, we're going there, so we can just figure out while we're there.
Yeah.
Oh, you meant how many places were owned.
Yeah.
We probably could have asked that.
No, she would not have known that.
Thank
you. Oh, okay, cool. See? There we go.
Kind of just the way this game works is like, you know how in Dungeons & Dragons you kind of like lie to people? Like, I'm really not allowed to do that in this game. So like, you got those three questions, and so you can like, you can like kind of be assured that like, yeah, you really feel like you got everything out of her that she knows. But a big thing that she told you is, like, she knows there's more shit going on than she knows. That there's, like, so many secrets that are above her pay grade.
So, yeah, let's go talk to the mutants then. See if perhaps they might have some more information or are willing to perhaps join our side here.
To the Blossiest Dome.
To the Blossiest Dome.
Mr. B's so busy as his days buzz by that he never has time to leave the hive. Still so much work needs to be done, and there's no room left in this honeycomb for fun. Oh, Mr. B. Mr. B.
Hi, it's Ben. I'm going to keep this real short because this is in kind of a weird part of the episode, and also I'm late getting this episode out, so I need to hurry this along. I want to thank Kendrick Smith, aka Kendo, for joining us and playing the titular Pluto Nash. They're the media production manager for Kobold Press and the GM and creator of Tales Yet Told, an actual play podcast that just wrapped up its second full season. I can't wait to see what they do for their third one. Its first season is Strangers in the Wood.
It's a surreal, cozy, horror-light adventure that takes inspiration from things like Over the Garden Wall and wild stuff from the 80s. And their second season is Whispers in the Sea, a fantasy pirate epic with a Our Flag Means Death vibe, which means it's very gay. Also, thanks to No More Kings for letting us use their music on this series. No More Kings is Pete Mitchell and Neil Robbins. Pete Mitchell's a cool guy. You should go listen to him in our Empire Records series. We're playing Moonpunk by our friends at Wannabe Games. And you can buy that on their website or at their itch.io site. Or I think you can get it on DriveThruRPG too. As always, there's the Roleplay Retcon Discord and Patreon. Patreon has bonus content and Discord has bonus people. This episode was edited by me, Benjamin Gray. And Roleplay Retcon is produced by Two Fish and a Jug and is part of the Nerdsmith Network. All right, that's seriously it. I told you I'd keep it short. Back to the episode. Enjoy the ending.
And Mr. B is the one looking outside. Falling in love is such a fine time. And Mr. B can't be bothered by the things around him now. And Mr. B is the one with his head in the clouds. Up until now, his power's hardly allowed. Mr. B can't be bothered by the things around him now.
So you did actually get an address for this. And this is not like Nash Vegas at all, which was in a huge warehouse, or it's not even like a little hole in the wall like Baskin's Trash Bins was. Like, it takes you a little while to find this because it's not really a business. It's like a thing in a secret basement, like down an alley. But you find the door, and it's got, you know, it's like a classic, like, it's got a little slot in the door, and it's like a metal door.
Nice.
Let me take point on this one, boss. And I go up and I knock on the door.
The little slot opens and you see like they're like eyes. Big eye. Well, I'm trying to think. I had an idea, but I didn't want to like gross anyone out.
You see two eyes open up and then a third in between.
I like that. Yeah, yeah. You see three eyes looking out of this, and it's obvious, even with three eyes, that they can't, like, quite see all of you. But they know that there are people there. And the voice is like, password?
I am a mutant seeking help.
Okay. This is like a move, right?
So I've got a specialty.
Putting the moves on.
Just very direct.
I've got a specialty called support structure.
Mm-hmm.
While the authority and many ignorant people look down upon mutants, they've created a strong support structure together. Whenever you are in danger, other mutants will freely give you and your friends shelter, medical help, and food without expecting anything in return.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, shit.
So, like, you maybe...
Free lunch.
It's just like, it was just like illuminated by this single, like, yellow flickering bulb. And, like, when you speak, you kind of, like, move forward, and these three eyes, like, look at you, and they, like, hadn't really made you out yet. And the three eyes, like, widen, and they go, holy schmit. And then they look at the other two, and they're like, are they with you?
Yep, they're with me.
All right, I guess come in. And opens up, and, like, yeah, this, like, kind of nice-looking person with three eyes opens up. I don't know why, but I've like, this person looks like Jency to me, but with three eyes.
Aww.
I don't know why. I just imagined like a person that's like, I think you'd make, because Jency can be tough and like very like charming and greeting. I don't know. Jency has both modes. So they've switched. They've switched from what's the password to welcome. Welcome to, I don't have a name for this place because I have to make up everything off the cuff in this game.
Hey, welcome.
Welcome to Slimothy Jimothy's.
Slimothy Jimothy's.
And this person welcomes you inside.
Thank you. Come on.
Can I say that I have taken my glasses off at this point?
So you're back to being Tracy.
Yeah.
Is Sheena a joke that I don't get?
Yes.
What is it?
Because Sheena is a punk rocker. Someone will get this joke.
Okay, so yeah, you walk into this place, and this is like, I mean, this place is like not beautiful. It's like a very, it looks like somebody like made a bar in their basement.
But it is like basically a bar and just like a place for like, yeah, there's people around that are just hanging out and talking and seem to have like a really good time. And like no one looks like you, Leroy. No one is just like a full-on animal person. Like some people have like an extra arm or two, or they might have like a tail, or they might have like some animal ears or like some animal-ish eyes. And it's basically like caused by this like lunar radiation, like just like living on the moon. It turns out if you live on the moon for a while, you'll just get these mutations. Everyone is like looking at you, but no one's like staring at you. Everyone's looking at you and they're like delighted to see you.
Every time someone looks at me, I wave at them.
Yeah. And they like wave back. They like wave back. They're like, wow, cool.
Aww.
So what do you guys want to do in here? Well, hey, you can read the room. Someone can read the room. I'm going to let Leroy read the room.
I'm going to read the room.
Read the room.
I'm going to read it.
Roll plus smarts.
I'm going to roll plus smarts. Can I argue a tag?
Yeah.
That I'm feline and I'm constantly aware of my surroundings?
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Plus one. That is a 9 plus 2, 11.
Okay, so you can ask any three of those questions.
Are there any people of note?
In one corner, there seems to be a person that does have, like, you just, you use your, like, kind of sense of, like, knowing your surroundings. That this person is, like, kind of in charge of these people, or not that, but they all seem to, like, look at these people as, like, a leader. So there is, like, an important person in, like, the corner over here, over there.
What's my opening for finding out why we're here?
You could start with the bartender, you know, is a good thing. Or you could go talk to that important person. You get the impression that anyone would talk to you here. But it has to be you. This isn't like a Droids of Star Wars situation. It's not like the other two are unwelcome, but like they're your guests, you know. But they're not mutants, so...
I got you. All right, and my last question. Anything weird going on? Anything weird going on in this club, Ben? Anything weird going on in this club?
Hey, Ben.
Behind the locked door?
I hate this.
Hey, Ben, is there anything weird going on here?
I hate this question.
Maybe under the table?
This asks me to...
Behind a curtain somewhere?
Like, this question might as well be, hey, Ben, I need to come up with something really interesting right now. Anything weird going on?
And don't say there's just a bunch of mutants going around, and that's weird.
Well, that's normal.
That's not nice thing to say, Ben.
So what's a weird thing that would be happening in a place with a bunch of mutants? You think you see that one person's, like, extra arm is not real.
What?
That's weird.
Thank you, Jency. Yeah, an extra arm is not weird. It's unusual, but you see mutants every day. And, like, yeah, they cover it up a lot, but... You can't always. And so seeing a mutant is not, like, completely uncommon. But that is weird. No one would ever pretend to be one. They're, like, sitting at the bar.
I say we go up to the bartender. The tender of bars. I'm gonna swipe left on this bartender.
That means you aren't going to.
I'm gonna swipe right on this bartender.
Anyway, yeah, you go to the bartender. I'm like scrambling to find my list of NPC names. And the bartender is like, hey, what can I get you?
Hi, I am Leroy Brown. You can call me Mr. B.
All right, Mr. B.
I'm new to this establishment. I've never been here before. This is Pluto Nash. This is my boss.
This bartender kind of like... it's kind of like he's trying to like telepathically communicate with you in a way that's like, you know, is he cool?
He raises his eyebrow slightly.
This bartender has horns, by the way.
I like your horns.
But yeah, he raises the eyebrow slightly, like he's like, thank you. And then he's like very trying to like very surreptitiously, like, gesture, like, is he cool? It's like, are you...
Oh, no, he's cool, I say out loud.
Yeah, I'm cool.
Oh, you seem cool, sir.
He's the coolest person I know.
Oh, I appreciate that, B.
Oh, you're welcome, boss. And this lady's name, I don't remember. I think it's Macy Gray.
That's close. It's Tracy.
Yeah, that's it.
Tracy Blake. Nice to meet you.
What can I do for you?
I don't know if she's cool or not.
Seems cool.
She seems cool.
She dresses pretty cool.
Oh, thanks. You too.
Yeah. Yeah, he is. He's cool. He's got like a cool bartender thing going on.
Yeah, cool.
Oh, I'm Honeysuckle, by the way.
That's my favorite flower.
So, Suckle. May I call you Suckle?
I guess. It's I suppose I can't object to that. It is my name.
I love that out of Honey and Suckle.
There's got to be a joke where he's like, yeah, but don't call me Honey.
That's a good one.
Tell me, Suckle. We've been experiencing some weird corporate takeover shenanigans.
Oh,
anything like that happening down in these parts?
Well, this place ain't exactly official, Brown.
Ah, good. Good. Good.
There's no perception checks in this game, so you just like I just have to tell you. That you're, like, kind of becoming aware that this person with the what you suspect is a fake arm is, like, listening to your conversation. Place ain't exactly official. If they ever found out, I imagine we wouldn't be around much longer.
Well, and I kind of motioned for him to come further down the bar away from the extra-armed man. It occurs to me, Suckle, that the gentleman at the bar has a fake prosthetic arm.
What makes you think that?
I rolled some dice and found out from the authority.
It doesn't move. It keeps like not moving. Like he moves his other two arms, and then like this third arm is just motionless.
If you watch closely, you'll see that the arm doesn't move when he moves his other arms.
I mean, it could be like hurt or something, or you know,
or you could just believe me because I know it's a thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, what do we do about it?
Well, you said this place isn't official. That guy might be a sort of spy. I say we kill him. Watch this. And I walk up to him and I rip off his fake arm.
Oh my god.
That works. Thank god. Thank God that you are right. This person is like, holy shit. What the fuck are you?
I'm Mr. B.
And this guy gets a laser out of his coat. And
I hit him with his own fake arm.
Okay, so you got to throw down.
A roll plus bones. That wasn't 100% great. It was an 8.
That's good, though. On 7 plus, you deal and take established harm, which should have established, but it's 2.
Okay. I'll take 1 harm.
Yeah, I will say he shoots, but it, like, grazes, right?
It grazes.
Yeah. And it's just a laser.
Ow.
And that, like, kind of, like, even knocks his gun out of his hand, and he goes to the ground, and he takes 2 harm. And so he pulls this radio out, and he says, we're made, raid, now.
Pull out my gun.
Wait. I'm going to do my redemption song. I'm going to shout out a cry of support for Mr. B. Mr. B, hang in there, guy. You got this.
Yeah, I did it.
And I rolled a 12.
Hot damn.
And that means that the entire crew gets +1 forward.
Ooh.
At that moment, though, you hear this commotion at the door where the Dorgency is. And the Dorgency is like, I don't think these people know the password. That sounds just like Gen Z. It's amazing. And like at that moment, like the door like crashes open and this poor Gen Z like goes like sprawling across the floor. And like 8 heavily armored, like, SWAT people come in with weapons drawn, and they say, "Everyone, down on the ground, down on the ground.
Don't forget your plus ones moving forward."